and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 28 outside, 5:35. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
It is another day. Potentially even some snow in the forecast today. A little bit later on this evening as temperatures dip to right around freezing. So enjoy that, right? Today, FYI, JCPS, Oldham, Bullitt, and Meade are all closed today. Teachers are still proposing the...
protesting.
The bills that are proposed there in Frankfurt. So the teacher absences are causing the JCPS, Oldham, Bullitt, and Meade counties to be closed today. So today on the show, free therapy. She has regrets, so that's why she comes to us.
Hashtag no regrets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And man, did you see the announcement from Alex Trebek from Jeopardy?
My husband was literally, he teared up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
did you see what Ken Jennings, remember Ken Jennings was like one of the winningest Jeopardy contestants ever.
Well, they just had the Tournament of Champions. So yeah. Ken was on again. He had a team and some of the other past champions had been competing for the past week. It just wrapped up like yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, and Ken was like, you know, Alex Trebek is like the modern day, almost like Walter Cronkite. Like people trust Alex, he's been there. He's a mainstay.
Like 35 years.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But his announcement yesterday.
I have some news to share with all of you. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. I mean, in just delivering it, you know, stone face and then like in
like
pure
a boss.
Alex Trebek fashion.
Uh-huh.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
Now, why, he says, is...
He's got to throw in a little
joke. I was going to say,
I
like how he adds some humor to this.
Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
There it is.
He's like, I've got to be doing
it. Yep.
So I got to beat it because I have to uphold my contract. So.
And this is, it really hit home because my husband grew up watching Jeopardy with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And now he and Jacob have this like tradition. They watch Jeopardy every night together.
Yeah.
And pancreatic cancer is what took my husband's mom.
Right.
His adoptive mother back when he was in his 20s. So she passed away way too early. So that particular disease, that show, it all kind of like hit home. And I'm sure it's affecting a lot of people too, because pancreatic cancer is one of the real bad ones.
Well, and stage 4, that's
yeah. The problem with it is it goes so long before you even start to show symptoms, which is why they typically catch it, you know, when it's
so late.
Past.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we have more up at WDGX.com, but obviously a ton of people showing their support and prayers for him.
You know what? I truly believe if anyone can beat it, and there have been cases who people have have beat it, Alex would be one.
Yeah.
But that is Patrick Swayze. That was what
did he have pancreatic cancer? Oh, wow.
Yes. All and right. So is Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
So, but I know Alex is going to beat it because, you know, the contract.
Obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah. So, my goodness.
And, okay. So, let's get the show started. Setting the bar. We go to China, friends.
Oh, yay. Wow.
Yeah,
we don't get to travel to China often.
Little international setting the bar.
Wow.
All right.
World travelers. It's going to be us. World travelers.
Give us 10 minutes. This is...
super excited.
This is a setting the bar that'll hit close to home for probably 50% of our audience.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right, that's on the way. Give us 10 minutes, guys. Good morning. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on the way today, 7 o'clock. Another opportunity for you to get in on the trip over to Hollywood to spend some time. Universal Studios in beautiful, sunny California. You're listening for the Tooting Troll.
There you go. And the guy that tells you to call.
Yeah, that's me.
You forget, no, there's another guy that tells you to call.
Yeah, but I just like to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
saying it's real obvious.
So that's coming up about 7 o'clock and then again at 9. So opportunity for you to get in on that trip to Hollywood, Universal Studios. So that's pretty cool. By the way, update, water works. Yay.
Water works?
Did you forget that we had no water yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I thought Waterworks was a, no. a new theme park.
No.
Because I was in Hollywood Studios in my brain.
No, I shifted gears.
Oh, yes. Okay. Waterworks in the building.
We're good. We're not in any sort of critical stage.
Because listen, I don't know if anybody noticed on the podcast yesterday, but there 17 minutes of the show was dedicated to the fact that we had no water. And that wasn't even including the first time we talked about it.
No, it's probably about 20 minutes.
It's about 20 minutes of our entire show is dedicated to the fact that we like had no water and the challenges that it presented. And then other people that have chimed in to share their...
Absolutely. Their stories of survival.
Graphic stories of survival.
Yes. Someone asked me yesterday, they were like, what was it with the coffee can?
Yeah,
and
no.
And I was like,
the coffee can got real aggressive.
Oh, the coffee can.
The coffee can.
You know, and to our listener's credit, she said, I will never be in this position again.
No, yes,
I'm never going to allow myself to be in this position again. But she was in a position where
she was in a place.
The only thing she had available.
That was it.
Was a tin of coffee.
That was her only choice.
For a restroom. So anyways, if you want to catch up on the podcast, as Kelly said,
you can spend some considerable time.
We pieced together all the moments that we kind of walked you through the progression of the stages of our show yesterday.
In total, it was like 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes.
So, you know, just buckle up because it's a full on journey.
Yeah, you can get lost in it.
Yes.
Good news. We're not in that position today.
That is the greatest thing ever. I mean, it's time.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Every morning, right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story. It sets the bar for your day very low. Sometimes people try to set the bar high for them, something to achieve.
That's too lofty at this point.
Yeah, we do the opposite. We give you something that you know that you can achieve without doing much. So to China we go. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without having to call firefighters to help you remove an iron ring.
Wow, that sounds...
your most intimate of areas, you're doing okay.
Why is that there?
Yeah, the why is interesting. So doctors and firefighters were called in to help a guy who got an iron ring stuck there. And when I say stuck... It wasn't like he tripped and fell.
Right, yeah.
It was put there on purpose.
Right.
He spent hours, apparently, trying to take it off. No success.
Okay.
It started, you know, restricting blood flow.
Right, that's not good.
So this was used.
Oh, wow.
That is a saw, like a jaw of life, cutting into an iron ring.
That takes a level of trust beyond anything you could possibly imagine, I would imagine.
Apparently, he had been stuck for about 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
And was then free.
Was he, by himself?
Yes.
Well, okay.
So again.
That's not a typical place for jewelry.
No, it's not. No, no. But this sound that will bring you. I mean, you're a female. You don't.
Yeah. No.
I mean,
I can't.
However,
I can't
you can
fully imagine,
probably understand the terror that must be going through your head when you. When you are okay, so
gentle
anyways,
touch, gentle touch,
again, We do these stories so you don't find yourself in these situations.
Just avoid that fate.
All right?
Avoid that fate. Avoid
If you can
fate.
Somehow manage to make it through the day without having to call firefighters to help you remove an iron ring from the most intimate of your areas, then you are doing okay.
He is going to end up on a television show, like True Stories of the ER, I believe, on like TLC. He has to. That's the kind of story that ends up on a show like that.
Megan texts in and says, why are y'all always talking about undercarriages when I tune in?
That's a high possibility of that happening.
Here's the thing. I mean, it could be now. It could be in an hour.
Well, yeah. We have the best of intentions, though. See, the whole idea of highlighting this is so
you don't do it.
Find yourself in that predicament.
There you go. That's the end of the bar, guys.
I said predicament.
Oh, gosh. On 99.7 DJX. 7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. More for your classroom, 30% off select items.
Locations, Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
28 right now. Going to get up to 40 today, but I even saw Brian Good say, hey, there could be some snow you're seeing outside right now.
Brian Good, you shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Shut your mouth. All right, feel good. Hey, remember Jeremy Taylor? Jeremy Taylor was the guy that we just talked about. He survived 5 days in the snow, trapped in his vehicle with his dog, Allie, eating and surviving on 3 packets of Taco Bell fire sauce.
Yes, now I remember Jeremy.
Yeah, so he had been rescued. He survived for 5 days by just kind of turning. And luckily, he had a full tank of gas when he got snowed in.
Yes, and he kind of turned on the car
a little bit, turn it off. Yeah. Obviously, very, very hungry. Well,
sure.
As they should have, Taco Bell heard about the story.
Yes. Fast food chain, hearing about his story, says they've been in touch to send some well-deserved tacos and a care package his way.
Yeah, a year's supply of Taco Bell.
Okay, that's what I needed. At least a year.
Yeah, and all the sauce packets that come with it.
All that he wants.
And a care package.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, man, a year's supply of Taco Bell. How many tacos is that?
That's many.
That is a lot. And I'm here for it.
And so
I'm here for it.
Do you think he still wants the hot sauce? You think he still wants the sauce?
You know what?
He might need to pump the brakes on the sauce a little bit. Maybe
that's not a great question for you because you're not a fan of hot things anyways.
I don't really do that.
So, we don't know if the hot sauce packets that were in his car were there because they were extra and he just couldn't get them on his taco.
Typically.
Or if he just said, no, I don't want those, period.
That is true.
But, even saying that, you know, they always ask you if you want hot sauce packets.
Sure.
And so you say, yes
or no.
I would like some.
Yes.
Please give me 3 packets of fire sauce. And they'll say, yes. Okay, gladly.
Or mild. Mild is good.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So there you go. It'll feel good.
That's
Jeremy.
That's a great follow-up.
Getting that year's supply of Taco Bell.
Getting those tacos. It's Taco Tuesday every day for him.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it
1,000%.
There you go. Feel good. On 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We were just talking about the guy in Oregon who was gifted a year's supply of Taco Bell, Jeremy, after being stuck there for 5 days in the snow. Brian, the dump truck driver, texts in and says, you guys were complaining about a few hours with no bathroom yesterday.
You are correct.
What about Jeremy stuck in his car eating hot sauce packets with no bathroom? LOL.
Yeah, that must have gotten bad and dicey for his system. Oh, I can't even imagine.
Man.
Oh, it hurts my tummy to think about it.
That could get aggressive.
Oh, it hurts my tummy.
That could get aggressive.
All right.
Coming up next on 99.7 DJX, one of the most talked about things from yesterday.
Okay.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Wave 3 News storm tracking team saying snow possible tonight and into tomorrow. High, though, reaching 40. It's 28 right now. Man, I knew this. When this interview was posted, and by the way, this R. Kelly CBS interview is going to be rerun on primetime.
Yes, Friday night.
Yeah, Friday
8 p.m. They're going to run. It's extended version of it. It's going to include unseen footage mm-hmm. and conversations with two women that currently live with him.
Yeah. So I knew that as soon as like this interview happened and we were listening to some of the clips and we saw some of the clips that the internet wasn't going to leave this alone.
Of course the internet's not going to leave this alone.
And the internet was going to take this serious story.
Right.
These serious allegations and they were going to make memes. And yeah. Within minutes.
Yeah.
The crying face R. Kelly is everywhere.
Now, is there also the shot of like
yes.
Gail
yeah, just
sitting there stoically as R. Kelly's kind of behind her going nuts?
Well, meme, R. Kelly, if I spread my wings, I can fly, I can fly.
Oh,
Gail
King,
sit down, Robert.
Oh.
My God. So anyways, like I said, so this interview airs yesterday.
Oh, okay.
R. Kelly,
yes.
By the way, sent back to jail.
Yeah, he was sent back to jail for failing to pay $161,000 in child support. So he's got a couple issues.
He does.
He's facing.
He's not having...
At the moment.
Having a great year. But really, if these allegations are true, it's like, who cares?
Yes.
Keep them there.
Yeah, no. So, you know, some of the points he's making is that he feels like people are confusing older cases that were against him and that mm-hmm. he was acquitted from
mm-hmm.
with current allegations and all that kind of stuff. And then he got real mad when people like Lady Gaga and John Legend criticized him.
John Legend, Lady Gaga. The interesting thing about this is the fact that working with Lady Gaga, she's very great talent, you know, and it's unfortunate that her intelligence go to such a short level when it comes to that. You know, I have nothing against none of these artists, but I think it's not professional for them to do that.
Oh,
not professional.
Not professional.
Okay. And then I'm just gonna be asking, we go from 0 to 60 real quick, because
yeah.
and this is the meme part, this is the part that spawns the memes, he just gets real darn emotional.
Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. What? Y'all just don't want to believe the truth.
Gail's just like, Robert.
She's just sitting there.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
Her composure.
Yeah, she is like, she is an interviewing boss.
Yes,
like,
she is.
She's unwavering, not showing any emotion, just asking questions,
just
you know?
Just trying to plow through.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's have a seat. They had to pause the interview at that point.
Yeah.
Let him kind of calm down. They did get him to sit back down a little bit. But again, you're going to see if you would like to dive in more.
Okay.
Extended interview.
Extended.
Friday night, tomorrow night.
All right.
8 p.m.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Buckle up.
Huh.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, it's about time this is kind of coming to a head. I mean,
there,
it's like,
yes.
It's about time.
This has these stories.
Like for 20 years.
For a very long
yes,
time.
Yes. Yes.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can move on from this for now. Coming up here, it's, God. All right, I'm going to wait to tease this.
We can't pump the brakes on
Rockwork. I'm going to wait to tease our next segment, okay?
I need some happy fun.
Can
we go back to the guy with the ring?
I want Chris Randolph to tickle your ears with a little bit of traffic.
Yeah, the golden pipes.
Yeah, and then
so soothing.
And then we'll tease our next segment.
Okay. All right.
Hang tight.
There's a lot more laughs to go with Ben and Kelly. When you get to the office, head over to the BenandKellyShow.com and listen live.
Miss Kelly K Show, make sure you stop by Kroger, the big red display. You can text the special code that you see on the display for your shot to win a 65-inch LED 4K smart TV and surround sound package. So, pretty cool there. You can watch all the games and from the comfort of your own home on a 65-inch TV. That'd be pretty cool. There are the big red display, 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up, it's a search for love. two people, they have an experience with one another.
Or just one or has one. An experience. The other one may not know.
Yeah. And you can see now why I wanted to distance this tease from our last
yes.
story. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, sometimes you don't have the courage in the moment to ask that person their number.
Yeah.
So you go to Craigslist.
The logical next step.
It's the logical.
Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
97 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can listen to live DJX. So it's pretty cool there, right from your smart speaker. Hey, Terry.
Hey, what do you say, Ben?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How's Kitty Cat and yeah.
Kelly?
Kelly. I couldn't even think of your name. Couldn't think of your name, honey. Sorry.
Well, who's been around for 20
okay.
years or something.
It's fine.
That old lady.
It's yeah. all good.
It's fine.
Thanks for checking in with us there, Terry. But you know what? I got it. Are we just going to sit back and allow Today's Women magazine, who nominated you for most admired woman
do
in
we
media
have to point this out?
Oh,
do
my
we?
Gosh.
Do we?
So the photo. Okay. So Today's Woman magazine, obviously, you know, Kelly, we're very proud of Kelly Kay.
Thanks.
She's nominated for most admired woman in the media category. And
voting's open through March 22nd.
Yes.
You can vote every day.
And you can vote every day. Uh-huh. Absolutely. We've got links on our website at yep. WDGX.com. We'd love to see you win this coveted prize.
Listen, in the 17 years, it's only been TV anchors.
So when Today's Women, they were like posting photos of all the nominees
and on
they were
Instagram.
Like, and they were in Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
And they were like, hey,
put it out
you
there.
Know, these are the people that are most admired. These
Please
are the nominees.
Vote. Yes.
And so we get to Kelly and it's a beautiful photo
Thanks.
Of you.
Right.
And it
yes.
says 2019 most admired woman nominee.
Meet Kelly Kay.
Meet Kelly Kay.
I mean, the caption got it right. The caption.
So, yeah, the caption said, meet Kelly Kay, nominee for most admired woman in the media category. Kelly's a morning show personality on DJX.
Uh-huh.
She's been one half of the morning show on DJX for 20 years. And so, you know, meet her. But on the side, the the picture tag is Lauren Jones from Wave 3.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she's also nominated. Like,
Lauren
she's my
Jones
competition.
Is also nominated,
yes,
too.
Yes, she is.
So
she is.
I was like,
she's
I was,
beautiful. Thank you for the compliment because...
I was like, wow, okay, so is... Wait, so I go to Lauren Jones.
Yep.
And
nope,
Lauren
they
Jones...
They got that right.
They got that one
Lauren
right.
Jones
so
is Lauren Jones.
Lauren Jones right? So I tweet. I'm like, hang on a second. Lauren Jones, this isn't you, right? Can you confirm or deny? And Lauren
confirm
is like...
Deny.
Yeah, so Lauren's like, hey, on my best day and still in my wildest dreams, everyone vote for Kelly. She's amazing.
Now,
the best.
On.
So obviously
come
Lauren's,
on.
You know, but like,
that is hilarious.
I think it's hysterical that Today's Woman.
Is that low key shade from Today's Woman? Is that, are they saying like, is it really cute that we put her in the category, but go ahead and vote for Lauren Jones.
I know. So this, like this
that's
is
the name you need
I
to
call
remember.
Bow.
Because there's no pictures on the ballot. It's just the names.
It's so just because you guys both have short blonde hair.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe
yeah.
you guys could
maybe.
Be like sisters.
Listen,
hashtag sisters.
She is way prettier. That's
hashtag
why she's on TV.
Sister.
You're a liar,
and that's why
Kenny.
I'm on radio.
So,
it's
anyways,
there was like one person that pointted it out. It's like, yeah, I noticed that one too.
Right,
it's
right.
Fine.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fine.
We're so proud of Kelly.
I'm hashtag blessed.
Right,
to
so.
Be in that group. There is all those ladies are amazing. I feel not worthy. It's all fantastic.
We are not.
Listen.
I love you. Stop. Like, you're so right, pretty. So,
all right. So,
I'm uncomfortable.
I just wanted to, I guess, address the elephant in the room
well,
there.
I did in the caption. I like when I reposted it, I made a little note like, hey.
Even though my name's not
Lauren
Jones.
Jones, but thanks for the compliment.
Thank you.
She's purdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways,
appreciate
like I said,
it.
if you wanna vote, we would greatly appreciate it. WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh, that's great.
Coming up, you're listening for the sound of the tooting troll.
Oh, wow. See, again, I don't think you're helping my chances. I don't think you're helping my chances. Yeah. The most admired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Tooting Troll coming up. Chance for you to get in on that trip to Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm not
Universal
winning.
Studios.
Listen to Ben and Kelly on your smartphone or tablet.
Davis Kelly K Show. We feel blessed to be able to offer you this opportunity.
Okay. Feel the magic, Kelly.
502-571-9970. Ninth caller, you're in to win that trip to Hollywood.
Feels so magical.
Universal Studios. Good luck. What a magical sound. It's 99.7 DJX. Tooting Troll. Charlotte, you're in to win. Woo! Charlotte. Living her best life. Yeah. Charlotte.
I feel like Charlotte needed the guns.
I'm on my way to teach middle school today.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Thank you for going to school to teach the children.
You got it, girl.
Charlotte, congratulations. You are in to win the trip to Hollywood. We're going to hook you up with a Little Merman performance at Mercury Ballroom on March 30th just for getting in, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Another shot for you to get in on that coming up at 9 o'clock. 1, 3, and 5 as well. So listening for that magical, magical sound.
Magical time.
A magical sound on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Brandon Qualls. Brandon Qualls is, he's got special needs, and he's at high school in Arkansas, right?
Okay.
So he found it pretty difficult to get around in his own wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So one of his friends, Tanner, first he got a part-time job. Then he started saving money. Then he bought his friend Brandon.
Stop it.
A brand new electric wheelchair.
Okay, this could be ugly cry. Ugly cry. Okay.
For the past 3 years, I've wanted to get him one. And I mean, I've been trying.
It was amazing to me.
Yeah, that is Brandon saying it was amazing to me.
It was amazing to me because I didn't know what he had done for me.
I feel like life's a little bit too short to be, you know, judging everybody. You know, you should think more of others than just yourself.
Yeah, so there you go.
He spent 3 years working.
Yeah, Tanner.
Towards that, oh my gosh.
And saved up money and got his buddy Brandon, who found it difficult to get around his high school, a brand new electric wheelchair.
This is going at the front of my parenting binder.
And there you go.
The very front. This
He's
goes in the front.
In high school.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep.
Wow. When most kids would be like working really hard to like buy their favorite video game or something like that.
Or just save up money for
that.
Yeah.
So selfless of a mission to be dedicated toward for 3 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
There you go.
I have faith in our future now. Yes. Thanks to kids like that.
Hashtag be a Tanner.
Yeah. Tanner and Brandon there. Your feel good story. Do them every single hour here on 99.7. Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies, learning tools for everyone, teachers, daycares, churches, parents, and kids.
Locations Louisville and E-Town or online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
You ever look at a show and think, and almost like with regret, and think, I wish I would have kept watching that?
Should have stuck with it.
Yeah, that's me and Game of Thrones. Oh. Like, I spent an entire season. I watched the entire first season, but then I kind of got off track and I just stopped watching. And now, like, this new season 8, and the trailer has got me feeling like, oh gosh, I wish I would have just kept up with this. And
you're
even like,
gone. Well, now that I find out that Jason Momoa's been a part of it, now I have regrets about that.
You have regrets too.
Yes.
And so, like, I'm watching the trailer, I'm like, oh. There's so much I need to get caught up on, but I'm like too far removed.
Yeah, can you jump in at this point? I
from
feel
the
like
show.
You can't.
Ah. So good.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, so anyways,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got the trailer, season 8 trailer up on our website, WDJX.com.
Can you gather anything from it? Like the fact you've been out of the loop for so long?
I've been out of the loop. I know that certain key characters are not there anymore.
Did you bail on season
that.
1? Because this is like season 8 now, isn't it?
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
I said I got through season 1 and I'm done.
See, I don't know if you can join back in the party at this point.
Well, at this point, I can't start with like season 8.
You need to go back.
No, you have to go all the way to the beginning. I didn't even watch season 1. I know nothing about this.
I know 0.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. I just filled with all sorts of regrets now that season 8 trailer's out and it looks amazing and all that stuff.
You know, we're here for you, Sparky.
Thanks. So, American Idol, I mean, they were pumping this episode up to be the greatest episode in the history of television.
Well, yes. One particular audition, which, of course, they ended the episode with. And this was still Louisville auditions. Yet, I don't think I've seen anybody from Louisville featured.
No.
Yeah. But I'm talking about this guy named Alejandro. He's a dishwasher from California.
Sure.
And they were all like jaws dropping to the floor, speechless.
I see the words across her face now. Saving my last breath for you. Broken hearts molded to prove.
Was his story that he had just like learned how to play the guitar?
It like for only a couple of years.
Yeah, okay.
And he played it like a master.
It's hard to breathe in, breathe out.
Okay.
I mean, it's like as if John Mayer and Dave Matthews had a baby.
Okay.
And named him Alejandro.
Sure.
And then so Lionel was like, Luke Bryan was had this look on his face
jaw
like
drop, right?
He was amazed. And then they're all like, hey, can you play piano? You want? He's like, I haven't played in a minute. He's like, why don't you give it a shot? And then just blows everybody away.
Wow.
Unbelievable. We've got that video up for you. And then there are a couple of other stories I've highlighted too. There's a kid named Ethan who actually met Luke Bryan when he was much younger, several years ago. It was his Make-A-Wish experience. He wanted to meet Luke Bryan. And sure. Luke like brought him on stage during one of his huge concerts, gave him a guitar, put him up to the mic. They sang a duet at his concert in front of a gazillion people and said, you know what? Keep my guitar. So he shows up with that guitar.
Oh, that's pretty
for
cool.
The audition.
That's amazing.
Walks in. Luke's like, hey, buddy, I know this dude. And then he's like, you need to get up here with me. And so they did a duet. It was magical. So you can see that also. And then, gosh, Shay walks in. She had this amazing backstory, right, that will just slay you. She went blind about a year ago. Turns out she was born with hydrocephalus, and they discovered a tumor that was affecting her sight.
Right.
And so they only got like half of it. The surgery to remove all of it was way too risky. Couldn't do that. So they're not really sure like what the future of her eyesight is going to be, but she walks in with a cane. And then she announces she's going to sing Andra Day Rise Up, which is, immediately, yes. I'm like, oh, that's ambitious.
Yeah, sure.
You got to be good. She slays it to the point where Lionel goes into the ugly cry.
Yeah?
Ugly cry.
All right.
Like, he can't even. So I've got all those videos up for you. You need to spend the time with those. Such great stuff from American Idol. Last night, it's up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, free therapy.
I was kind of thinking when I told him that he wasn't going to actually take me up on that offer.
Now she's got regrets.
Uh-oh. Hashtag no regrets.
Yeah, that is on the way in about 12 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Chris Randolph, 7 DJX. You can win tickets to her Nashville show, St. Patrick's Day. We're going to be out at Drake's St. Matthews. You can get in to win there at Drake's, obviously, and enjoy some green beer and some Jameson and some lucky drinks and all that stuff. So that's St. Patrick's Day. You can get in to win those tickets to Ariana Grande.
Did you see
99.7
DJX? Costco's got shamrock shaped pasta.
Yeah, I was just there. Yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah. Yeah,
did
I saw
you
it.
See them?
Yeah, yeah, they're green and they're like normal pasta colored shape.
Well,
too.
I typically get tortellini and it's like green, you know, spinach like pasta and regular
yeah, I
pasta.
Mean, it's,
so
it's
it
like,
kind of makes sense.
It's like shamrock. It's like
yeah.
a shamrock shape.
Yeah.
Or,
so is it healthy
shape?
For you if it's like veggie? No.
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 No. It's just normal pasta.
Yeah.
It's just
no,
shaped
it's
like
in
that.
A different fun shape.
Yep. All right, coming up next, it is your free therapy.
I was kind of thinking when I told him that he wasn't going to actually take me up on that offer.
99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get us live. So all right there on your smart speaker. All right. You know, when you have an issue, sometimes you come to us for that. Because
we have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey, Ashley.
Good morning.
Okay, so what is your issue?
Okay, so I have a long-distance boyfriend, and I went to visit him the other weekend, and it was great. He met all of my girlfriends, which we went out to dinner, and it was such a fun dinner, and they all loved him, which is great, because it's important that your friends like your boyfriend, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It does make it difficult if they don't.
Yeah, so after dinner, he was kind of telling me that he doesn't have many close girlfriends. So I suggested and I told him he should hang out with my friends.
All right.
And, you know, I was kind of thinking when I told him that he wasn't going to actually take me up on that offer.
But
to my surprise, he took my advice and he started to hit up my girlfriends. And I'm not going to lie, I'm starting to get really jealous.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Do you feel left out because you're not there? Like,
yeah, a little bit of like kind of FOMO, but also my friends are reaching out to me and telling me how awesome he is, sending me Snapchats of them while they're all hanging out, while I'm at work and stuff. But now he is starting to hang out with one of them just one-on-one.
Oh.
So I can't help but feel like a hypocrite and a little bit of a psychopath if I say anything because, well, A, they're my friends and they wouldn't hurt me, right?
Okay.
And B, I'm the one who told them to hang out with them in the first place.
Right.
So I don't know what to do.
I also see, especially if your girlfriends are hot, I can see how there might be a little pang of, ooh, I don't know, is that a good idea?
Wait, so are you asking her to rate her
friends
on attractiveness and say, okay, you're allowed to talk to her and to her, but not her and definitely not her.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, don't put anybody on blast, but I'm just saying, like, I get it.
Okay.
It doesn't help. My friends are cute, so it just, I don't know, it makes it hard, and I don't know what to do. I don't like the fact that he started hanging out with my one specific friend one-on-one pretty often.
Yeah.
That does, like I feel like that doesn't, does he have any guy friends? Because it sounds like, I don't know if it's necessary to hang out with a one-on-one, like, girlfriend, right?
I know. I mean, he has his work friends, but overall, he doesn't have a ton of friends. And that's why I honestly suggested it to him in the first place, but I really didn't think that it would get to this, where he's hanging out with one of my friends one-on-one a lot, and then also texting multiple friends of mine this frequently and this often. It just, I don't know, it rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, he's all like, wow, I can't believe she's giving me this much freedom. Okay.
Well, yeah, there's a couple schools of thought. Like, either he's thinking, well, this is a way he can still kind of stay connected to you when you're not there, or he's like, hey, this is free reign to hang out with some hot chicks. And then there's that thought, well, does he start to think then over time, well, these chicks are here, my girlfriend is not, and then does he start to develop the feelings? I mean, they're only human.
Yeah.
We're getting a bunch of text messages. If you want to hang out, maybe you can hear how some of the listeners are advising you proceed.
Okay. Thank you.
Like a text from a listener who said, women can't be trusted. I would shut it down immediately.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Sassy.
But again, the whole point is she suggested it in the first place.
Yeah. Right. Ashley said, you know, I have regrets too. I'm just hoping hers are worse than mine to make me feel better. Okay. 502-571-9970. It's free therapy. Kelly 99.7 DJX. Free therapy. She told her boyfriend, hey, you don't have many friends. Hang out with mine.
Yes, call mine. And now he is like all the
now,
time.
Now he's hanging out, especially with one in particular.
Yeah,
and
like
now
some she's one-on-one time.
Oh, boy. All right. Boss Lady Lisa texts in and says, my best friend's husband just left her for our other best friend and use the excuse, I don't have any friends. Shut it down or let him go.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Megan,
that was end game.
Yeah. Megan texts in and said, my husband was my ex's friend roommate. So if that tells you anything, shut it down.
Oh, dang. Okay. There's a lot of cautionary tales popping up.
Yeah. Emily.
So I am in a similar situation where my fiance just moved up here from Lexington a little while back. And he was he's a very social person, and so he was trying to find some friends to hang out with. And he's been hanging out with one of my girlfriends, her fiance, who is a guy. And I've been fine with that. But as soon as he moved up here, we kind of had to have that conversation of, hey, I don't care if you hang out with my friends, that's fine, whether they be guys, girls, whatever.
Right.
But if it's girls, you can't be one-on-one. And that's something that we have both kind of agreed on, is we can never be the only one of the opposite gender in a group. Not for trust issues or anything, but just kind of for the sake of if anyone else saw us out, you know, they'd be like, oh, well, those two people are together. So if this girl is be like having concerns about that. I think she should just sit down with them and say, hey, I think it's great. You know, that we have a lot of, like, obviously a lot of things in common because right. we're friends with the same people. But I don't think it's smart if it's just you and this one other girl hanging out one-on-one for the sake of other people seeing you all out and then rumors start that we don't want to have to deal with.
Ah, okay. Good point, Emily.
She sounds really smart.
Yeah,
very smart.
I have an angle on that because I've had some guy friends since I was like a baby. And then even in high school, like my first friends were guys. And as I've had boyfriends, I've seen them get jealous if I hang out with like my friend Matt or my friend Coleman or Conrad. But why should you have to totally kill off those relationships from hanging out with somebody one on one?
Well, I think the difference here is that she introduced
These aren't
childhood friends.
Right.
These are her friends that she's introducing to her boyfriend.
Because I agree, that is a different story. Because if you've known each other all your lives, that's one thing. But they're new friends, and who knows if new friends can turn into new interests.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Kat. Say, for example, you and Matt were in a situation where you're both single, and it's just like, would you?
No, we have both been single, and people always accuse that we do the things, and we don't.
We don't do the things.
Okay. We never kissed. Nothing.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. And we've both been single around each other at the same time.
All right. Okay. So maybe not Matt, but what about you and Tanner or whatever the other guy that you said was?
No.
Conrad.
Conrad. No. What about you and Conrad?
That would be awkward because our mothers gave birth to us at the same day.
Would it be awkward or the greatest love story of all time?
With a current in between. We were born in the same hospital.
Could be the greatest love story of all time. It was written in the stars. I'm just saying.
We were born next to each other.
Matthew texts in and says, this situation sounds like a future Craigslist misconnections.
It does a little, doesn't it?
Brian the dump truck driver checks in and says, okay, truth. As a man, women travel in packs. And when you finally get one away from that pack to actually talk to her one-on-one, you still get the rest of the pack staring you down like you who are you to talk to the friend?
Okay.
So maybe he's just making sure that he's proving himself to the girlfriends of his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, that's,
I'm just
that's
gonna
a
need to have like a drone watching them at all times or something, right?
Yeah, I mean,
is that what we do? Surveillance? Do we do surveillance?
I will say, I think a lot of people are just saying, hey, honest conversation with your boyfriend about, hey, I know I encouraged this, but let's like just kind of.
But now, like, I feel like we could be putting ourselves in a situation where things could get weird.
Like, you know, one on one and it's late. It's like, oh my God.
Oh, just stay over.
Why don't you stay?
I don't want you to drive home.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
Yeah, sleep on my couch.
I just feel like the sad truth of growing up is like you can't make friends of the opposite gender or at least new ones, and that just stinks.
Well, I would say that there's probably, and this is a completely different topic that we'll have to dive into at a different time, but the whole yes, you can have a friend with a guy, but if the guy's a friend with you, if the opportunity strikes, he'll probably try to do the things with you.
Do the things, really?
Oh, guys, try to do the things.
Okay, like I said, that's a topic for a different time. All right. I think we did. Anyways, free therapy.
Wait a second. Where was Andrew the love doctor? We kind of needed his expertise, too.
Hello,
DJ Andrew. So brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority. More for your classroom. 30% off select items.
Locations, Louisville, E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kimmy actually sent this in to us on Ben and Kelly's show. This story from WHAS about Michelle Crenshaw. She's a bus driver out of Bullitt County, Mount Washington. And she did something pretty awesome the other day when she helped a student.
It was a normal day. Everything was going great. Every child that gets on the bus with me, I fist bump. And she got on the bus and she fist bumped me and said, hey, Miss Michelle. And
yeah, her name is Zoe Thomas.
Yes.
Just got on the bus, fist bumped her. Hey, East how
Side,
are you doing?
Yep, Eastside Middle School.
I said, hey, babe. And she went to her seat and sat down.
A minute later, everything changed for 12-year-old Zoe Thomas.
Yeah, so some students got her attention. In fact,
yeah, her friend was just like, hey, went to the bus driver and said, she doesn't look good.
Right.
I looked in my rearview mirror and I knew I was in trouble. And I took her pulse and there was no pulse.
Yeah. So,
she turned blue and looked lifeless. Sure.
Miss Michelle's daughter rides the bus and called 911 right away while her mom got more help.
Yeah, so it turned into a very serious situation. 911 was called.
Together, Assistant Principal Mr. Biggie and Miss Michelle got the kids off the bus and started CPR.
Yep, started CPR on her.
The prayers started immediately, and I didn't know how hard I could pray until I was in that position.
Several rounds later.
We got her back. Thank God.
Yeah, and holy doctors cow. Said that Zoe had an aortic aneurysm, had to get her spleen removed. She's never had problems before, but should be okay after a few more days in the hospital.
Yeah, they said that type of aneurysm can be fatal.
Yeah.
So they legit saved her life.
Look at that. Look at that.
And she said they're always going to be like kind of a part of each other's lives now because of that moment.
So
unbelievable.
Here's to you, Michelle Crenshaw.
Yeah.
Bus driver and lifesaver.
And man, that should be a skill that all bus drivers should know, CPR.
Yes,
my
absolutely.
Goodness.
That, and it's awesome that the power of prayer, they were able to all come together and help bring her back.
It was amazing.
So there you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Joe, today, rain, snow, mix, even some of that tonight. There's a winter storm advisory tonight, but then think of this. Saturday, high of 63.
What's going on?
Okay.
Yeah. So high of 63, rain possible. So just know
Mother Nature was partying for Mardi Gras.
Right. If you're headed out to the St. Patrick's Day Parade Saturday afternoon, it could be rainy. But yeah, just kind of keep that in mind as you're thinking about what you're going to do this weekend. Coming up next. Man, this news kind of hit us all in the gut when we heard it.
Yeah, big time.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. You can get in to win those tickets to see her in Nashville on St. Patrick's Day. Drake St. Matthew is going to be hanging out, so that'll be cool. With 99.7 DJX. Man, this news just hits you in the gut.
I honestly, when I found out, I looked over at my husband and he legit had tears in his eyes and he just showed me his phone.
Yep. And of course, we're talking about Alex Trebek revealing that he's indeed suffering from pancreatic cancer.
Stage 4.
Yeah.
I have some news to share with all of you. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
Yeah.
And
he goes on to say that he has to.
Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
There you go, Alex. Absolutely.
Adding a little bit of humor to otherwise a very grim announcement.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. With something like this, he said that he wanted to be the one to deliver the news to his fans because, you know, the news would get out there and he wanted it to come from his mouth. And the other part of it is, I mean, there are people that do beat this disease, even though it's largely not good. The thing that affected my husband is he used to watch Jeopardy with his dad. And now he and Jacob watch it every night together without fail. It's like a tradition in our family. And his adoptive mother passed away of pancreatic cancer. So that's like all of this like totally hit us because of all that.
Let's not let this announcement let us forget how good of a rapper Alex Trebek is.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Yes.
Okay.
Alex!
We need another one, Alex.
Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City.
Yes! Spitting straight fire.
Yeah, he's spitting fire there.
Yes. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner.
Yes,
start Alex. Wheezy, because the F is for finisher.
I need an album. Do you not need an Alex Trebek Raps album?
Oh my gosh. Yes. For sure.
Panda panda. Panda panda. Panda panda. Panda.
That's my favorite.
That's good. That's good. Here.
Oh, give him a
right, yeah, let's get a little beat here for Alex Trebek rapping.
They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
Yeah, Alex! Alex!
Greatest rapping, rapper of all time.
Rapping, yeah.
I was just getting into this rap thing.
Yeah, I was.
I'm not too good at it, but no, I was you're getting into it.
The master.
Yeah, very
the
master. Good at it. Yes. Save for the people in the back.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
He is going to beat this thing. I believe it.
All right. So, hey, coming up.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It is that time where we throw it back. We play songs you haven't heard in a while. It's called Throwback Thursday. And that is up. Loaded and ready for you. Your requests make up our playlist, okay?
I'll take Throwback Thursday for 800, Alex.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can always text 502-571-9970. Throwback Thursday coming up next. And 7 DJX, where this magic happened.
I don't know if it's the grunting.
That is so adorable.
Or the actual.
That is so adorable.
Sound effect.
That is so adorable.
Okay.
All right. All the right. Glitter getaway.
Uh-huh.
All right. Rob, you're in to win.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes. Rob, hey, let me ask you a serious question here. Okay.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Guy Diamond, the farting troll?
I have not.
Well, your luck could change.
But you do know of the farting troll named Guy Diamond, correct?
Yes.
Have you seen the movie Trolls?
Yes, I have.
Okay. He's a naked troll and with nothing but glitter and any.
I mean, do trolls need clothes?
They really don't.
Yeah.
They really don't.
Yeah. I was going to say, what's your thought on that? Do trolls need clothes?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. I think if I were a troll, I'd feel a lot more comfortable just being without clothes. Than I do right now. So, anyways, all of that to say, you are in to win that trip to Hollywood, to Universal Studios. And just for getting in, we've got for you a couple tickets to experience the Little Mermen out at the Mercury Ballroom on March 30th.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Do we dissect, like, why some of the trolls have the clothes and the others do not? Do we dive into how weird that is?
I you know what? I don't. I think
it gave me a sidebar in my brain. I was like, you know what?
I get it.
Branch and Poppy have outfits. Is the glitter the body paint for Guy Diamond? Is that what?
Oh, you're right.
Now
maybe?
Listen, I don't want to call too much attention to this, but I think we got audio of a magical time in Rob's life. That time Rob saw a woman naked for the first time.
Oh my God!
Yes, awesome.
Love the enthusiasm.
I mean, not many people get audio of that very first time. It is
not confirmed.
I mean, that is a magical moment.
I mean,
awesome.
Listen, to be fair, we don't even know if that magical moment's happened yet. And Rob's like, we can't be sure. That's not confirmed. That is unconfirmed.
This is true.
Unconfirmed information.
All right, man. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority, more for your classroom, 30% off select items. Locations Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. This is a lesson in reading the fine print, all right? So there was a secret contest that was launched by a St. Petersburg-based Florida travel insurance company.
A secret contest? Well,
yes.
How exactly do you get people to enter the contest if it's secret?
Good question.
Thank you.
Buried in the fine print was a promise of $10,000 for the first person to just send an email to a specific address.
Holy cow, that's all you have to do is just send an email?
That's it.
First person gets it?
Well, Donalyn Andrews, she's a teacher. She was apparently looking at this travel insurance company.
Uh-huh, pays attention to details, obviously.
Actually, paid attention to the details, sent the email in 23 hours after the secret contest launched, and boom, she won.
Get out.
Yep.
Get out.
$10,000. Also, another $10,000 to a children's literacy charity.
Ooh.
And $5,000 each to the two schools where she teaches.
Oh my gosh.
Holy cow.
And by the way, she's a consumer economics teacher. So,
wow.
Yep,
is this a lesson by the travel agency to like, hey, you should always read the
fine
print?
Read the fine print, yeah.
Is that the lesson?
That's actually funding her trip to Scotland with her husband to celebrate their 35th wedding.
That's the greatest thing ever!
So there you go. Look at that.
Oh, see, now I feel like I'm going to spend some ample amount of time after the show now, like, perusing fine print everywhere.
Or secret contest.
Or secret contest.
Those secret contests will get you. That brings us... We should do that.
A secret contest?
Yeah.
And the fine print?
And not tell anybody.
But we don't have $10,000.
Okay, well, I mean, that's kind of beside
the
point, right?
In that plan is like, I mean,
I just really wonder how long it would have taken for somebody to send that email, because I know I don't think you guys do. We don't seem like people that read the fine print.
Well, I just read the subject line
of an
email.
Yeah, he doesn't even read the body of an email. So,
right, so I would never, ever,
so not
ever
get into the fine print.
Ever get that. So anyways, that's your feel good.
Have fun. Yeah, it's a feel good.
Good stuff.
It's a feel good.
99.7 DJ and Davis Kelly K Show. Winter storm advisory for tonight, as you could see some snow in the forecast. Rain, mix of rain and snow. High reaching 40 today, but then by Saturday, rain, maybe even some thunder later in the day, high 63. So definitely warming up. So
I feel like Mother Nature is just hung over from Mardi Gras. Is she not?
Probably.
It's weird.
Probably.
Yeah.
So if you missed that big old CBS interview with Gayle King and R. Kelly.
Don't worry.
Yeah, they're going to replay that primetime.
It's going to be an extended interview. It's going to feature footage that you haven't seen yet, plus a conversation with two women that are currently living with him.
Oh, by the way, yeah, he's back in jail, actually.
Yeah. See, there's the other issue that he's facing is that he owes $161,000 in child support, and he showed up to court prepared to pay $60,000 of it. The judge is like, need the full amount.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's got a couple things.
Yeah. But now, like, I'm sure you've seen the iconic screen grab of Gayle King just sitting like a professional.
She is stoic, kind of staring ahead while R. Kelly's kind of like behind her going nuts.
Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
She's okay. Just like, Robert.
Yeah. Started to go downhill.
Robert.
Yeah. And then it escalated.
Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man.
Wow.
This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth.
Okay.
So we might call that rock bottom. Is that rock bottom?
I
feel like that might be rock bottom.
No,
if it gets lower than that, that is a very scary place.
They had to pump the brakes and pause the interview, get him to compose himself so they can move on.
So March 13th, that's his next hearing.
Yes, that's the next hearing for the child support.
Right.
He's got a next court date for the felony charges he's now facing, the 10 counts. That's March 22nd. He faces 70 years in prison on those.
Okay.
So he's upset. Yeah.
That obviously your top trending story from yesterday.
You can read all about that. Okay. See the interview up at WDJX.com. Welcome to
my house. It's my house. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. On the way, it's a setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do today. Okay, that's on the way here.
That's just a small little goal. We're not going to set it too lofty for you.
No.
You can avoid this situation.
Yeah, so that's on the way in just a few songs.
Is this international?
It is. We're going to China.
Wow.
We're going to go to China.
We don't get to go there often.
No, I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Pack your bags.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Wonderful.
It's going to be so awkward.
It's really going to be awkward. Send to the bar on the way here in just a few. DJX. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. You can win tickets to her Nashville show. St. Patrick's Day, Drake's St. Matthews. That's where we're going to be hanging out.
I'm so proud of you for saying her name correctly.
Oh, you're welcome. Send to the bar. Small examples of what not to do. That sound?
That sounds like a saw.
That is a saw.
Huh.
Let's get to this. If you could somehow manage to make it through the day without, having to call firefighters and doctors to help you remove an iron ring from the most intimate of your areas, then you're doing okay.
Hey, easy, careful.
That is the audio there in China as doctors were called in to help when a man came to the hospital.
Oh, gosh.
after he had spent several frantic hours.
Oh, gosh.
For about five, trying to remove this iron ring that was stuck in that most intimate of area.
Was this like one of those like toss the ring games?
So, no, here's the thing. It's like,
who plays that game, Kelly?
Kelly, here's the thing. He didn't like trip and fall and it accidentally got wedged there.
He did that on purpose.
Put it there.
Was and he see, by himself?
Yes, he was. And of course, trying to free himself without any success, started to actually cut off the blood flow.
Wow.
So
that becomes an emergency, yeah.
Yeah, and then the jaws of life are called in. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there are sparks.
Yeah.
How is that iron ring not heating up?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, wow. How thick was it? I don't want the answer. Sorry.
If he moves inch.
Yeah, no.
Don't move.
So
I can't imagine. There are a lot of embarrassing stories that we've shared on the show.
Absolutely.
I couldn't imagine being that guy.
Well, now
and
forever.
Having to face that crew of rescuers.
Listen, forever. You are now the Iron Ring guy.
Yeah, you're that guy. You're that guy. So, and you know that story is probably going to end up on like, you know, Real Stories of the ER or something like that on TLC. Yeah, those are the kind of stories they share on that show.
So again, if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, having to call firefighters and doctors to help you remove an iron ring from the most intimate of your areas, then you're doing okay.
You and I can definitely avoid that. High five.
Yay!
High five. We don't have the equipment.
That is setting the bar. That's right. All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.